USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve lifted interest rates by another 0.75 percentage point to push back on inflation. The increase approved Wednesday, the Fed's fourth consecutive 0.75 point rate rise, lifts the central bank's benchmark federal funds to a range between 3.75 and 4%. As more businesses drop the brick-and-mortar locations for a virtual environment online, the banking industry is an example of pass the savings to the customers. SoFi's CEO Anthony Noto on Fox Business this week says they're offering much higher interest rates on your checking and savings accounts.
So in the checking and savings account, we're offering 2.5% interest on checking. We just announced we're going to 3% on savings later this week, and that's helping us grow our member base there.
In a political stump for Democrats, President Biden, with less than a week ago until the midterms, delivered a speech Wednesday night condemning political violence and urging voters to protect democracy. The U.S. Geological Survey is reporting a minimal 3.0 magnitude earthquake struck overnight on the border between Arizona and New Mexico. The quake happened just before 11 p.m. local time, roughly 6 miles southwest of Franklin, Arizona. In the World Series last night, four Houston Astros pitchers combined for the first World Series no-hitter since 1956 in a 5-0 win over Philadelphia. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Once again, it's time to fiddle with our clocks. Daylight savings time ends this weekend as we fall back 1 hour early Sunday morning for those states that continue to participate. Visit us anytime online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The hunt for a man accused of shooting two Newark police officers has come to an end. Tony Maruso reports.
An urgent manhunt in New Jersey is over. A whole neighborhood had been forced to remain inside their homes for hours after two Newark police officers were shot Tuesday. Authorities had also blocked off nearby streets to search for the suspect. Acting Essex County Prosecutor Ted Stevens announced an arrest Wednesday.
Today, at approximately 11:10 a.m., members of the Newark Police Department Emergency Response Team effected an arrest of one Kendall Howard. Mr. Howard has been charged with 2 counts of attempted murder of Newark police officers.
The officers were shot just as 30-year-old Kendall Howard was shot in connection with a shooting last week. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Lottery players looking to get rich quick were focused Wednesday night as the numbers were drawn for the $1.2 billion Powerball jackpot. Nobody won the jackpot, but some lucky players won $2 million and $1 million prizes. The next jackpot for Saturday's drawing is expected to be $1.5 billion before taxes. Hurricane Lisa made landfall in Central America late Wednesday afternoon with flash flooding and wind damage across several countries. After it made landfall along the Belize coastline as a Category 1 hurricane, Lisa is forecast to head inland and not become any stronger. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.